Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're back on Dr. Dahlia. You should be over tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So when you think back to your childhood, which board game was the most popular that you played? Now, most of you will say Monopoly. Actually, Monopoly was the most unwanted game to be played because it lasts forever. If you're going to play Monopoly, that meant when I was growing up that hours were going to be lost on that game, and most likely you would end up fighting with your siblings or whoever you were playing with because somebody was going to be lucky enough to land on Boardwalk and Park Place, buy the Monopoly, put houses up, and we would always bankrupt everybody who landed on Boardwalk and you had a little red hotel, which I looked like to me a barn. Like at the hotel, it looks like a barn to me. And so many of us didn't want to play Monopoly. Like, do you want to play Monopoly? Like, no, let's play checkers. Checkers is faster, you know, because I got to get back on my big wheel or do whatever, watch Sesame Street. So it turns out that we've been playing Monopoly all wrong. Monopoly isn't supposed to last for hours. Right? And the reason why we mess this up is when you roll the dice and you land on Marvin Gardens or you land on St. James Place or whatever. Or St. Charles Place, is it? You're supposed to buy it, decline it, and the third thing that might happen is then the banker's supposed to auction it. So if I land on Indiana Avenue, or forget the names of the things, right? I think that's the one that's kind of a red-orange. And I go, I don't want this. It's supposed to go up for auction immediately to the rest of the players. So you guys end up buying and taking over the properties in less than 20 minutes. Instead, what we've been doing is rolling the dice. I don't want to move on. And everybody's just waiting for Park Place and Boardwalk. So nothing happens until finally somebody lands on Board Place and Boardwalk or whatever, Park Place. So Monopoly is a game played in almost every country. You see the Hebrew versions, the Thai version, you see all sorts of versions with different languages and different cultures. And I think the average person's like, I just don't have a whole day to spend. So you got to auction it off. I think Monopoly was the cause of so many fights with me and my siblings because everybody wanted to be banker. Now, I didn't need the extra responsibility, but when you were banker, you got to steal money. So I would be so mad at my brothers and sisters for being banker that all of a sudden they have $500 to buy more hotels. I'm like, where did you get that $500? You barely passed go and we just started the game. Well, because they, were able to steal the money. And then I did that too. So you end up doing things that you really shouldn't be doing. Same thing with the chance cards and the community chest cards. You know, I would be the one to go all organize the cards because the orange and the yellow cards were all mixed up. So I'd organize it, but I would know where that get out of jail free card was. So then when I went to go, all right, I got to take one, I could hopefully take the one that was a get out of jail free card. The get out of jail free card, I haven't really reviewed those rules. That's where it says, do not pass go to jail. And I'm thinking to myself, well, great, I could just sit here and collect rent. I mean, how many, white-collar criminals have no problem being in jail because the money still floweth from all their investments? But the problem is if you don't have your investments yet, you want to get the hell out of jail. So I think you have to roll your third double. I think some rules say you have to pay a fine. I don't know. But the get out of jail free card, to me, was gold, more gold than those $500 money pieces. So for those of you guys that are thinking, you know, let's kind of bond with the kids. Let's bond with other people. We'll do a Monopoly game. No. We fought over who was going to be the car. I had to be the thimble. I didn't like the thimble. It was cute to touch, but I don't want to be a thimble. I wanted to be the race car. I lost out on that. Somebody was a wheelbarrow and really hated that one. So I think they made new pieces. Didn't they make new pieces? I have to look that up. They Monopoly launched all new pieces. But anyway, so if you're going to play another game, it doesn't have to last for hours. Just have the baker auction it off. And maybe they go, all right, do I hear 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 30, 30 over here, 30 over here, do I hear 30, 30, can I hear 40, can I hear 40, 40 over here. And then you just kind of auction it off. So maybe I do want to be the baker. I get access to the money and I get access to auctioning and speaking quickly. All right. Well, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I had a great trip this weekend. I went to Santa Barbara. And mind you, I've been living in 106 to 117 degree heat in Las Vegas. Santa Barbara, oh my gosh, it was like 72 degrees. It was amazing. And, you know, every time I go to the coast, I'm like, why aren't I living here? Year-round beautiful weather. You can't afford it. The homes were so expensive. So I had a fantastic trip seeing the ocean. We did the Grunion Run. I don't know if you guys have seen the Grunion Run, where these fish kind of, it's their mating season, and during certain times of the year, at certain times of the night, they come up on shore. It has to be high tide. And then as the wave comes in or the tide comes in, the fish get thrown onto the beach. So you could catch them, use them as bait. I don't know what grunion tastes like. We threw ours back because we were going to use squid as bait for our fishing this weekend. But it's amazing to me that these fish, they know they're going to get stuck on the beach, have to hope for water to drag them back, and they still do that. Why? Because they put sex first. So if you ever have the opportunity to go to a Grunion Run and you're in California, I think there's going to be more happening August 16th. You check out the city. Usually the southern cities get more Grunions than the older cities, but the more northern cities, but it's a cool thing to watch. All right, let's hit some news when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications, the network, for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, all right. Many of you are finding that you don't have a doctor. You are doctor-less. Maybe you don't have a PA, you don't have a nurse practitioner, you don't have a medical provider. And there's a lot of reasons for that. I like to blame Obamacare because a lot of us neighborhood doctors that were, private practice that were able to keep our heads above water when insurance would pay for the patients. Once Obamacare changed and the deductibles got high, you had to rely on patients paying because the insurance company said, sorry, deductible. And so many of us had to close down. So for those of you who had a doctor who knew your name, knew your family's name, knew everything about you, and had that long relationship, you've lost that doctor. And many individuals also quit. Many medical professionals quit or retired early during COVID. if you were able to last through Obamacare, and we probably could have lasted another year or two, COVID would have put the nail in the coffin, because if staff wasn't coming back, you can't see patients if you don't have staff. Your nurses are the backbone of the healthcare system. So if you had staff that weren't coming back, either because they were getting exposed, exposing their kids, or they were getting better benefits to stay home, or they just didn't want to be around COVID, it was hard for you to stay open. So many medical providers became employees. And becoming employees starts to change the dynamic of, well, who's the patient base and who gets easy access. So whereas my patients could see me on a Saturday, I'm like, you know what, you need me there on a Sunday? Fine, I'll open up. I'll have to be your nurse, though, because I don't want to make my staff come in on Sunday. But if you really need to be seen, I'll see you. That doesn't happen in corporate medicine. Corporate medicine, you get paid, salary. Maybe you get incentivized, but you're not supposed to be there on the weekend. You're not supposed to be there after hours. You do your job and you leave. Well, if that corporation already has a huge patient base, then your patients that you were there for, don't really get that easy access. So what many of you have told me is that your doctor moved to concierge. If your doctor didn't quit or move to a corporation, your doctor went to concierge medicine, or a type of medicine where you get that doctor, but you got to pay extra. You have to pay maybe a few thousand dollars a year or extra money per month. And many of you felt it was worth it. You love that doctor. You don't want to be doctorless. It's worth it. For others, you think it's a scam. And you're upset about that. That for you to be able to see the doctor that you want, because remember, Obama said you could keep your doctor. Now, not only are you paying high insurance premiums, but you also have to pay additional cash to be able to see that provider. And the system, as you see, is going socialized. All right, there's going to be that system where you'll be lucky if you get in long lines, but then there'll be, if the doctors can still make ends meet, there's going to be that other system where you don't have to use the socialized system. You get some extra perks, and which I don't like that idea. I mean, I want everybody to have equal access to healthcare, but the truth of the matter is if you can't get in, you're going to pay somebody to get you in. So concierge medicine has been something that has been growing. In fact, some of these companies asked me to do that. Before I went to teach, they said, look, make your office concierge. And I'm like, well, how does that work? They go, well, you'll charge every patient an extra $1,500 a year. We get $1,000. You get $500. So if you have X amount of patients, you're going to make a lot. And I'm like, wait a second, I am not going to charge my patients $1,500 a year to give you a grand. But we're helping you set this up. I'm like, most of my patients are low income. I'm not going to ask them to spend extra money that they, know. But many other providers found that to be beneficial because they just couldn't make ends meet. They had to be able to. And they also wanted to lower their patient base. Seeing 60 patients a day in a 12-hour shift, that gets difficult. So when you start to go to concierge medicine and you promise you're going to spend the time, those people get a lot of one-on-one time. They get cell phone access, some of them. They get weekend phone access. And the physicals or the visits are longer, because that provider doesn't have to try and see 30 patients in a morning. So there's good and bad to it. But what you guys are seeing right now is the socialized medicine setup. Not that any doctor wants it to be socialized, but they're already seeing a two-tiered system where if I tell you, go and get a primary care provider, you tell me, where the hell can I find one? Yeah, I work for a telemedicine company, and there's a button I get to push saying, refer them to primary care. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get to primary care tomorrow. They're going to get a list of names and from the insurance company, and if they say, we're not taking any more patients, you're screwed. So you know, the big problem we have right now is the I am doctorless. I don't have a medical provider. I might have seen one, let's say somebody will tell me a year ago or 2 years ago, but now I got to start all over because that doctor is not there, or you have to see one of the other doctors of the group. We spoke about these maternity deserts where we have pregnant women that have no place to go in labor, that there's hundreds of counties with no maternity ward. And so what's been happening is rather than you seeing your gynecologist and OB and them following you all the way through and telling you where to go, your gynecologist or OB may not be the one that delivers your baby. You may have people who are laborists hired by the hospital who'll deliver your baby. And for some of us women, we don't want half a dozen people seeing us naked. But if many corporations are like, you'll see any of these doctors, not just one, because it allows them the flexibility, the time off, but you're not getting that one single provider. And starting from scratch with a new provider each time is exhausting. You know, every time I got a new patient, they're like, I can't believe I have to go through all this with you. I just went through all this with the other doctor. I'm like, what happened to the other doctor? Well, they quit, or they left, or they retired, or they switched companies. I'm a family medicine doctor. And what made family medicine such a cool field is you took care of the family. You had continuity. You were there from birth to old age, as if you could live that long, of these patients. And now that's practically gone. Maybe in small towns that still exists, but in city, suburb, no. So should you pay extra for your doctor? Well, some people find that a great opportunity because they love their doctor, they want their doctor, they'll pay extra. People told me I should do that. They go, look, a lot of people will want to see you, you know, because of what you do on air. You could charge them, but that's not why I'm on air. That's not why I'm in medicine. I don't want to charge people extra. I just wanted to pay my staff, pay the rent, you know, put my kids through college. I don't need to make that extra, or I didn't want to get that for patients. But right now, patients are desperate, and I fear that concierge prices are going to skyrocket because people are so desperate that they don't have a regular provider that they'll pay anything. So, you know, if you need that care and you need that continuity, yeah, it might be worth it, and it's something to think about, especially if it's a really good provider, because there's some idiots out there. And I tell you guys, go to the medical board, research them, and see what they got in trouble for. But I know some doctors that have the cleanest record, like me. Clean record, does everything by the book, does good, solid medicine, but maybe they just don't want to have 2,000 patients a month, and they want to slow it down and spend more time. I think it's fantastic medicine, but that's one of the reasons why we have a doctor shortage. If a lot of these doctors are now only seeing 6 patients a day as opposed to the 30, 40, now there's less office visits and time for you to get in. So what you need to do if you're doctorless is, one, keep looking. You will find one. Right? And maybe bring down your expectations of, well, I only want to see a DO, or I only want to see an MD, or I only want to see a woman, or I only want to see a nurse practitioner. Be open to, you know, if that provider has good standing with the medical board, then, you know, be at least open to that. But also try not to be sick. Try not to have chronic disease. If you can take care of yourself, then maybe you won't need to see a medical provider that often. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has until 5 p.m. to respond to a motion for a protective order in his case about alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. President Biden traveling west this week. He'll visit the key battleground state of Arizona to tout his economic policies. Biden will also travel to New Mexico and Utah as part of that trip. The Midwest and Northeast under the threat of severe weather today. The National Weather Service says there are increasing threats for thunderstorms and heavy rain as far south as Tennessee. The Houston Astros visiting the White House today to be honored for their World Series championship. It's a tradition that dates back to at least 1924, with the Washington Senators believed to have started that tradition. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. If any of you are driving an electric vehicle, I want to hear from you guys. How much do you like it? How often are you stressed about the electrical charge? Would you go back to a gas car? Or do you think getting the electric car was the best move you ever made? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I talked to my friends about the anxiety aspect of the car. And I actually drove my first Tesla. I don't have a Tesla. I can't afford one yet. But I drove my friend's car. And I've spoken to, there's a lot of doctors I know that have Teslas. And there is this underlying anxiety that people have with them. And I think already America is pretty anxious as it is. But you know how you feel when your phone is going to be out of juice and you're like, I need to find a charger. Well, some of the stress and the anxiety that some of these individuals have is forgetting to plug their car in the night before and having to go to work and not having a charge. Or you're on the highway and you don't have as much of a charge. What is your residential driving mileage? It's not the same on the road. And so, you know, if you aren't an anxious person, I don't think it's really going to make or break you. But if you are already stressed in the mornings and you didn't charge up, I get you don't have a full gas tank. That's a problem. You know, you need to get gas, but at least you can always store gas in your, you know, you could always kind of, I don't know, get AAA to come. But, you know, to give your car the amount of electricity it needs in a quick enough time, yeah, it's anxiety producing. But I got to tell you, the car was cool. And one, there's no real dashboard. I miss that, though. My favorite car is a stick manual where you get to either, you know, and you shift gears and you see the speedometer and you see the RPM. You see all the knobs and the numbers and the and you know, your gas gauge. With the Tesla, that's not there. You almost feel like you're in a self-driving car because there's not a lot of controls, but there's a big screen. There's a big computer screen. So when you want to drive, you basically just kind of tap on the little lever, and then you see on the screen that you're in drive. When you want to park, you push a button. And you don't even have to shut the car off. When you leave the car, I guess it shuts off by itself. It's different. It's cool. It's just different. I didn't like having to look at the screen. I don't want to look at a computer screen when I'm driving. I'm used to my dash being right in front of me. I don't want to turn my head to see a screen. But it's just something you get used to. Good trunk space. I sat in the back of one. It was comfortable. A beautiful looking car. But it's different. It's different. But when you wanted that pep and you wanted that speed, and it goes, what, 0 to 60, 0 to 90 pretty darn quickly. But the question I keep having, as there's this big push to go electric, is how do we know going electric isn't going to hurt the environment also? We keep being told by the Biden administration that going electric is going to save the climate threat and the climate change that's happening due to humans. And you guys might know more about fossil fuels versus, you know, building more electrical grids. But I'm looking at this opinion piece from The Hill. His name is Benjamin Zeiker. And he says, first of all, he says the temperature effect of this rule to help climate change in 2100 would be about 0.023 degrees Celsius. It's not going to be necessarily stopping the 116 degree summers. You know, it might have a little effect, but not that much. He also says the materials needed to produce electric vehicle batteries are very kind of heavy on the environment. So they say electric EV batteries weigh a half a ton or more. So we know that electric cars are very heavy. That's why we're having issues with parking garages now, where they may need to realize that if you're putting 200 cars on, what you might have to lessen it considering they may be electric vehicles. But they say each of the batteries contains 30 pounds of lithium, 60 pounds of cobalt, 130 pounds of nickel, 190 pounds of graphite, 90 pounds of copper, and 400 pounds of steel, aluminum, and plastics. Now, Mark Mills of the Manhattan Institute did some arithmetic on the amount of mining that would be needed to produce these quantities for one single electric vehicle battery. By his estimate, he said each battery requires the extraction of 20,000 pounds of lithium brines, 60,000 pounds of cobalt ore, 10,000 pounds of nickel ore, 2,000 pounds of graphite, and 12,000 pounds of copper. They said this tally excludes 3 to 7 tons of what is known as the overburden for each ton of ore. That's the materials first dug up to get to the ore. He says this also excludes the environmental burden involved in extracting and refining the materials to produce the steel, aluminum, and other less uncommon materials that go into the batteries. So, you know, he says that the proponents of forced EV adoption, He said the variables and uncertainties in emissions from energy-intensive mining and processing of materials used to make the batteries are a big wild card in the emissions calculus. So, you know, I don't know much about this. All I know is we have this big push and kind of the stress that we need to be electric car ready. And people living in apartments are, what the hell are we going to do? There's no outlets outside. And if there are, I mean, are there really going to be for a 200-unit apartment complex where each family has two cars? Will there be 400 outlets for that one apartment complex? You know, these are things that are making people nervous. And, you know, I've been asked, you know, how much of an environmental burden are the wires? Is the electricity? I don't know. I know there is some burden. But if these batteries require all that mining and all that refinery and all that work and then all the heat that has to be produced and the charging, and I guess they're trying to make roads that'll have the chargers in them. I mean, we need somebody really honest to say, all right, look, guys, this is, you know, we might not get that much more gain, you know, or bang for our buck going EV. And what I'm worried about is if an apartment landlord or an owner of an apartment complex is told that now you have to supply a chargers for every car and have plenty of them, where do you think that cost gets translated to? The lender or the lessee. And so if you're the renter, I should say. So I'm a little nervous about the cost of where this is going. You know, I worked at a place where they were slowly trying to convert to electric, and they used they charged more because that money was going into putting electric chargers in the parking lot. The cost gets passed down. And we have this big push in 6.5 years to have half of all new cars sold electric vehicles. I don't think we're ready. They say for lithium, the largest reserves are located in Bolivia, Argentina, Chile, the U.S., Australia, and China. So are we going to eventually then have a lithium shortage? I mean, do we have enough of these to make these batteries? I understand you're going to have a fuel shortage, but I mean, maybe we just need to slow this down a bit. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know you guys are going to love this one. I mean, honestly, I don't know why we spent all this money on science. I could have told you this. But they said that if you pick your nose, you're more likely to spread COVID. And they studied healthcare workers, and they found that doctors were the worst offenders of picking their nose. And I'll say that for you all. But picking their nose and spreading COVID. Doctors. You think doctors know more about boogers than anybody else. And by the way, these doctors admitted it. So this is a study coming out of Amsterdam. I find it fascinating. And they asked 219 healthcare workers in the Netherlands to complete a survey on their habits and physical features. They were then later tested for COVID antibodies between March and October of 2020. A total of 185 respondents, 85% admitted to habitual nose picking on a monthly, weekly, or daily basis. These healthcare workers were found to have a higher incidence of COVID infections compared to those who didn't pick their nose. Now, this is according to a study in the journal Plus One. Those who picked their nose, it was more men than women who would pick their nose, and younger individuals who picked their nose more than older. They said among the types of workers, doctors were the most likely to be nose pickers, followed by the medical residents, specialists, support staff, and nurses. Now, they said there was no other association they found with COVID when it came to nail biting, wearing glasses, having a beard, but nose picking was serious stuff. They concluded that the nasal cavity is a main transit port for SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus that causes COVID. And they said nose picking may facilitate viral entry by directly introducing viral particles present on the hands to the nose, thus facilitating infection. They say the viral load in the nasal mucosa is high in the days after contracting a SARS-CoV-2 infection, even before the onset of symptoms, and in patients who remain asymptomatic. So they're worried that healthcare workers contaminated the environment and could continue to contaminate the environment by picking their nose. Now, you know, nose picking is something that many people do when they're bored, when their nose itches, if they have a buildup of boogers. And I've told you guys to try and avoid blowing your or picking your nose. I'd rather you blow your nose, because the reason why you have snot and mucus is because it's supposed to, it's trying to block virus or pathogens from coming in. So you have nose hair, which provides a labyrinth for the bug to get through. You have mucus, you have the secretions, you got the gravity. You know, the nose, it's built to also allow gravity to help. You have the air resistance, you have the ability to sneeze it out. So when people pick their nose or trim their nose hairs or, you know, try to make their nose as pretty and clean and open as possible, for the aeration and the oxygenation aspect of it, I see why some people do that. But you could always breathe through your mouth if your nose is stuffy. And like I said, a gentle nose blow is better than you sticking your finger up there, because where you're congested is in the sinuses. You know, having some boogers in the vestibule, you know, yeah, maybe it might block a little bit of air, but you start to pick at it, you could scratch. And you have very specialized lining in your nose. And when you scratch that, I mean, I got long nails, so I can't pick my nose because I'd probably lose the nail or I'd cut myself. But have I trimmed nose hairs? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because I'll be holding my phone and then there'll be a selfie and I'm like, oh, wait a second. Really? I got nose hair? And but I feel like I'm more vulnerable if I do that because the hair is supposed to protect you. I would not recommend to trim your nose hair unless it's growing outside the nose. That's where I'm going to wait. If the hair starts to grow outside of the nose, yeah, you might want to do something about that. But in terms of, because now it's outside and it could actually pick up pathogens that bring it back to the nose. But your body is magnificently engineered by God, nature, however you believe, to protect you from infection. And so if you mess with the wax in your ear, if it's not overly built up, or the mucus in your nose, you actually make yourself more vulnerable to infectious disease. Now, the study looked at how doctors could be picking their nose and then contaminating work environments or getting patients sick. Now, I do not want to blame the COVID pandemic on nose-picking doctors. All right? I'm not going to do that. But they do bring up that, you know, we might need to wash our hands after we pick our noses. Yeah, this is what we spend money on for research. A five-year-old could tell you shouldn't be picking your nose, you need to wash your hands. So the journal said SARS-CoV-2 transmission among healthcare workers is an important problem in hospitals. Perhaps the role of nose picking is underestimated in this regard. So when you work at work at a facility and you go through all this training on implicit bias and how to not stereotype and not discriminate, they probably need to add you know, another 15-minute video on nose picking. And the funny thing is people don't realize they do it. You know, they'll just be like, oh, I feel something because it tickles. They'll go in there. But you got to wash your hands. And you can't do poor hand washing. In medical school, we learned how to wash our hands. You're supposed to sing the ABC song twice or the happy birthday song. And you're supposed to really get to the front and back and under the nails, remove the jewelry. To wash your hands is supposed to be a very, very thorough process. People might pick their nose and just go like that and then just wipe it off. So, interesting study, but, you know, how much of hospital infections are medical provider contamination? We don't talk about that. We don't study that a lot. We just think that if you go to the hospital with one thing and you get sick with pneumonia, it's because of somebody in another room or something that went over through the air conditioning vents that landed in your room. We fail to think that maybe your medical provider could be making you sick. Now, remember during the labor shortage, hospitals had no staff because everybody was quarantining. If they got exposed to COVID, they stayed home for 2 weeks and nobody was coming to work. So that's when the CDC said, all right, if you're a healthcare worker, you can come back to work. Even if you're sick with COVID, we need all hands on deck. So if you're thinking that if you go to a hospital, it's going to be completely sterile, no. Now, even the OR isn't completely sterile. We try to sterilize the field, and we use sterile equipment, but you can't sterilize the human body. You still have to have a circulating nurse hand you things or open up so the surgical nurse could grab it and then give it to the doctor in the most sterile way. But, you know, hospitals are just like anywhere else. You have people coming in, people breathing air. So hand washing is paramount, avoiding the nose pick. And for those of you that are getting dry, I live in a very dry climate. So when your mucus dries, it hurts. I mean, a booger could slice your skin. It gets so dry. So, again, what I would do is use a saline spray to moisten it and then do a soft blow. I'll one day demonstrate how to pick your nose properly. We would take care of people with nosebleeds in the ER. And we would tell them, don't pick your nose, and they'd be all embarrassed going, and I'm like, I'm serious. Don't pick your nose, you're going to start a bleed again. Keep the fingers out of the nose. You know, little kids would put crayons in their nose. I don't understand why kids think that's so funny. But they'll take their nose, they'll stick crayons, and I would have to extract pieces of crayon in their nose. One kid, during nap time at a daycare, put crayons into kids' ears. So we had to take pieces of crayon out of their ears. I think some humans are just fascinated with holes and just fascinated with digging and picking and things like that. But it looks like doctors aren't immune to that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.